And so, we are concluding another brief journey on the Derech HaChaim that our Rebbe laid out for us as we go on through life, learning his Torah, his Hadracha, his Hashgacha. It was early in 1977, a bit over 42 years ago. Yeshiva had a new young president at the helm, although considering the financially precarious condition it was in, there were moments when he must have felt a kinship to the captain of the Titanic. The new president, Rabbi Dr. Norman Slam Shlita, was participating in a critical meeting concerning the future of Yeshiva. The meeting was taking place in the law office of the late Herbert Tenzer, the then chairman of the Yeshiva Board of Trustees. As you can well imagine, the mood in the meeting was quite somber. In the midst of the discussion, there was a knock on the door, and Herb Tenzer's secretary came into the room and passed a note to Herb. He read it and handed it to Dr. Lamb, who, after reading it, instructed the secretary to bring him in. The door opened, and in came the Rav. The Rav was seated, was asked to sit down, and was given the floor. In his inimitable fashion, the Rav stated, or started off by referring to the creation of the world as reflected in Sefer Bereishis. The Rav pointed out that the Torah repeatedly states in the course of the creation, Vayara Lakim Kito, Vayara Lakim Kito. And then finally, in noting the conclusion of the creation, after 6 days, the Torah states, Vayara Lakim is Kol Asher Sarabinito. The Rav asked a simple question. Is it really possible or necessary for Hashem to look back at his creation and conclude that it was good? Could it really have been otherwise? Is there a suggestion here that God may have focused on what he had done and said, I goofed? The Rav went on to answer his own question. Obviously, there was no real issue as to whether what God had created was good in his eyes. It could not have been otherwise. But God was teaching us a lesson as to how we, as simple human beings, should relate to our own past activities during life. Normally, when we look back at our actions during the year, there's a tendency to focus upon the defects or deficiencies in our performance with the hope that we can correct them in the months and years ahead, in the future, as it were. However, pointed out the Rav, there are times in one's life when one should, upon reflection, focus upon the positive aspects of one's past activities. Not only Hashem, but every human being has the right, yea, the duty, to focus on the past as a human being and to reflect upon what one's been on. One's past activities and achievements, and acknowledge the achievements and accomplishments. And that is what God did when he bothered to look back on his own creation and judge its merit. The Rav then went on to discuss all the good that had been and was being accomplished by Yeshiva over the years. And then he personalized the presentation to talk about what the Yeshiva had meant to him personally, having given him a platform to promulgate, as it were, the Torah, his tradition, his approach to life itself, as only the Rav could do. The Gemara in Sota describes Moshe Rabbeinu as Safra Rabba de Israel, the great scribe of Israel. Thoreau pointed out that Moshe was a great scribe, not because he wrote many books, but because he transcribed the Torah on the soul of Klal Yisrael. Thoreau too wrote on the souls of his students, of those he communicated with while he was alive, and the students of those students throughout the generations. And that script is ultimately written into the hearts of the Jewish people. And finally, in Hilchos Chagiga, the Rambam writes that Hakeil must be performed with the same fear and trembling of modern Torah itself, because the king who reads the Torah at Hakeil is the messenger of God to make his words heard. That was the Rav, and that was the Rav's mission. He was the king who was God's messenger to make his words heard. So many years after the Rav's death, we still hear his echo reverberating, and I am confident that echo will continue until the end of time. Thank you.